Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national conference call. I got to just tell you guys, you know, I love waking up on a Saturday morning knowing I'm going to hear your cheerful voices calling in from all over the country and knowing that, you know, we have a group of people that are committed to building this business and committed on being on these calls. So congratulations to each and every one of you who made the commitment to get up this morning and a long weekend. We got a lot of people driving all over, tremendous gas rates. And so we want to wish everyone there out there drive safely during this holiday Independence Day. But we got some stuff we want to cover this morning, and we'll go through the details. And then I got a few thoughts that I think you might enjoy, maybe even get a little bit of trivia. So with that, Melinda, I'm turning it over to you.
All right. Well, first of all, Steve and I were up very, very late into the wee hours of the morning with month-end close, and there will be a lot of people that we will be congratulating, but we wanted to just, because we have to wait for the full commission run to process, but we wanted to give a big shout-out to our X10, Cindy Maddox.
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
So awesome, and I know she has worked really, really hard, as are all of you, to continue on with growing towards that. We know we have a lot of people that are in the running. We had several X5s, and I would be remiss to say I would know all of them off the top of my head, but I did want to put a shout-out there because we were watching right up until midnight, and Cindy definitely made it. So congratulations to Cindy Maddox, first X10, and I hope she won't ever let that record be broken now, and she'll maintain it month after month after month. In fact, if I know her, she's saying to me right now, well, where's the X20 club? Where's the X20 club?
Yeah. But, you know, I just want to say, Melinda, that is quite an accomplishment to be able to build 10 legs that have an executive in them, you know, an X3.
Well, I mean, frontline execs.
I know, 10 frontline execs. I mean, that is really, God, what a great job. I just wanted to say, you know, as somebody who understands, you don't do that by just waking up in the morning. You do that by going out and telling a story. So congrats to you out there, Cindy.
All right. So it's in the dead of summer, and congratulations. We were up for the month, which is so amazing. Oftentimes, people take a
Woo-hoo.
Little exhale. And so great things happening, lots of fun stuff with Find Your Limitless, a lot of great stories coming from the team. So we want to go.
I think it's because you got Liz and Pam and Terry and Kent Larson and all those guys who were X5s chasing her that we were up.
So anyway, I want to turn it over to Alan for announcements. I know it's a long holiday weekend. We will be open Monday, and I know Alan's going to cover this. We will be open Monday, but we will not be doing a Monday call because we know a lot of you are going to take a four-day weekend. In fact, it's been great to hear many of your voices here on the call this morning. We appreciate you joining us, and we don't want to take too much of your time. So I'll turn it right over to Alan for announcements. Alan, what's going on in the world?
All right. Thank you, Melinda. It is a limitless world, and it was an exciting month, and it's an exciting month end, and on to a great July. You know, you were talking about Find Your Limitless and all the Find Your Limitless going on. As I was on my run this morning, and I was thinking to myself how much I love our Limitless products, you know, I was running faster, I was running harder, I was running better, I was running more comfortable. You know, I just love what our products do. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I've been with some great companies in my career in this direct sales industry that have some great products, some super, you know, antioxidant products, some immune system products. But what I love most is that our Limitless products, you know, they are scientifically validated, and you can feel and see the difference. You know, I'm still 26, 27 pounds from where I was in February, thanks to the Limitless products, the Find Your Limitless. I am feeling better than I have felt in a lot of years. And this is just the beginning. I am so excited personally about my journey to find my Limitless, though. So thank you, Steve, Melin, for these Limitless products, this Limitless opportunity, and for my opportunity to be a part of the Limitless family.
I just want to say what's great about you running is you put an image out there that you were up and going this morning. So Brooks, who's taking our products now, he's going to realize, wow, if I take these products, I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn out there running. And so you're setting a good example.
It is. That's how I am, and I love it. You know, the Thrive at Night, and it is, I love the regimen. It is fantastic. Force Electrify an hour before the run, and it gets me going. Well, lots of exciting things going on, and at the onset, may I just say, you know, what a great opportunity it is to hear from Steve and Malin, and I'm excited we get to hear from Steve in the training today. And I love it when we can, in the office, we get in strategy sessions, and Steve and Malin share from their decades of experience, and we talk about, you know, about the future. I just appreciate those opportunities. And looking at what we have coming up and going on right now, as Malin mentioned, Happy Independence Day to all of our United States distributors. That's on Tuesday, so of course we will be closed on Tuesday. The office will be open on Monday, but no product call, as Malin mentioned earlier. So exciting time of the year. You know, as we're at the barbecues, at the pool, at the family activities, it's a great time to talk about what we're doing and talk about Limitless, share our product stories and share tips and do some recruiting and talk about how we can, you know, the changes we're making in lives, and great opportunity to network. And obviously you've been doing that as we had a strong June, which, you know, doesn't always happen in the summer. So this is exciting. Well done. And it just shows the passion everyone has for the great products. We had a great will call on Friday, end of the month, yesterday. And just a reminder that every Friday we have our will call. I love it when we have our local distributors, and even sometimes some distributors from out of town or a couple hours away, come down and visit us, buy some product, and network. It's just a great time. But as we look ahead, you know, our even better call this week is going to feature Ken Burgess. And, of course, Tuesday, when we normally have it, is the 4th of July. So the broadcast will be available all week, beginning on the 4th. And love having that Ken broadcast, be able to be rebroadcast this week. Ken's got a passion. You know, I love listening to Ken talk about the business opportunity, the strength of the products and the positioning the products make in our business opportunity and our limitless position in the industry. It's a great broadcast. And you won't want to miss that one and get your prospects on it. And use that one to help introduce the business and the products to your contacts. You know, I think that is about it for me this morning, and we'll go back to you guys.
All right, Alan, thank you so much. And, you know, we love hearing the enthusiasm in your voice. I always continually get comments from the field how you just continue to have the, you know, we always ask the question, are you in Limitless or is Limitless in you? And it feels like it's a continual journey of Limitless is definitely in you, and it certainly comes across. And so we love having you be part of the team and joining us on these Saturday calls. And Alan's actually going to be out of the office this next week. He's actually going to take a break with his family.
Whoa!
We will miss you, and of course, he still leaves the tether. I'll be available by phone if you need me. So we appreciate his dedication. Well,
Thank you. We are
excited. First of all, one other announcement I want to make is that it is Happy Canada Day.
Wow!
Since Steve is a Canadian, I wanted to make sure
proud Canadian.
Yeah, very proud Canadian. No one's going to know that he's not, because all good things in this world come from Canada. And so I got up this morning, put on my Canadian bracelet, and walked in and wished him a happy Canada Day. But that, we thought that would be appropriate to have him give some training about his thoughts. He's one of the most patriotic Canadian Americans on the planet. Those of you who've spent any time with him know that, and he's very, very passionate about what we are at Limitless, where we can go, where his vision is for that. He couldn't be more passionate. We had a brainstorming meeting yesterday, and his passion just exudes. And so we thought it'd be great to have him give a quick training today about Limitless and being Limitless. So, Steve, Take it away.
Thank you very much, sweetie. And it was fun yesterday to go in the office and have that strategy meeting and what we were doing. And happy Independence Day weekend, everybody. Malin mentioned that I am a proud Canadian, and somebody sent me a picture, said, hey, Dad, what's a Canadian? And a Canadian is somebody who's hospitable, neighborly, and has no guns and lots of health care. So that's the good news. That's why I'm keeping my Canadian citizenship in case someday I need to take Malin and go back to Canada and use our health care up there. I don't know. Anyway, happy Independence Day to Canada. It's our 150th anniversary. So it's not just, Independence Day. It's the 150th anniversary of Canada. And, of course, America goes all the way back to 1776. That's 241 years ago. And I found it interesting. I was curious how many Americans, there are 330 million Americans right now in the United States. How many people were in the United States in 1776? I thought, that's kind of an interesting question. And it turns out there were about 2.5 million Americans. So in 241 years, we've gone from 2.5 million Americans to 330 million over the last couple of centuries, almost 2.5 centuries. So, that's good from that standpoint. I want to, go on the theme of independence for a second, because, this weekend and what we're doing from an independent place. And I am a history buff. Malin knows this about me. I love everything about history. Don't necessarily love wars at all, but, the Civil War is so fascinating. The Continental Army, the Continental Congress, how the United States got its independence is totally fascinating to me. And one of my favorite books of all time is the book 1776 by David McCullough. If you haven't read the history of this country, you need to read David McCullough's book. He won the Pulitzer Prize for that book, and he turned that time period into a page-turner for me. I mean, I just couldn't wait to see what George Washington was going to do next. It's just fascinating. And, if you look up the word independence and independent, you'll find it means that you don't want to be influenced or controlled by others, and you don't want to be subject to another's authority. And of course, that's what happened. The 13 colonies, they didn't want to be subject to King George III's British domination. He had never been to the United States, but felt like he needed to keep the United States under his thumb, and that's what caused the revolution. And what a fascinating piece of history. But people have dreams. People want to be independent. How many of you have ever been controlled in your life by something or someone and you could not get out from that situation? If you've ever been controlled in your life, you know how miserable a feeling that is. And so I want to talk about, one of the great things about our industry, one of the great, great things about our industry is it can provide you freedom and independence depending upon how how you look at the business. When I think of Cindy becoming an X-10 and others on her heels to become an X-10, that's something she wants because she wants to be in control of her life. She wants to be in control of her finances. She wants to be in control of her destiny, and she wants to be able to help other people along the way. We all have regrets in the way we do business. I happened to see a show the other day with that was talking about Magic Johnson. And for those of you that aren't sports fans, this is a very, very interesting weekend in the NBA because all the free agent contracts come about and there's a huge, huge contract in television, a lot of money. And somebody was interviewing Magic Johnson. I think it was Ellen was interviewing Magic Johnson. She asked a really great question. She goes, Magic, you're a billionaire. He owns all these cinemas. He owns all these malls, all these fast food places. And he became a billionaire as a result. And when you see that big Magic Johnson smile, you just recognize it instantly, and he's overcome. You talk about overcoming obstacles. He had AIDS. Supposedly, that's disappeared. And I remember in 1991, I was doing a training meeting in Boston when I heard the press conference that Magic Johnson had AIDS, and I thought, man, it back then you did. You thought it was a death sentence. And so fast forward, you know, all those years, you know, 30 years, and you think, wow, you know, it's incredible. Now the guy's a billionaire. There's no sign of it. And but she asked him a question that was really unusual. She said, "Hey, I know all about your success in basketball and business and everything, but what's your biggest business disappointment?" And he didn't even have to think about it for 2 seconds. He goes, "I got to tell you my biggest disappointment." He goes, "When I was coming out of college, I was like the number one pick in the draft by the Lakers, and Larry Bird came out that same draft. And so, you know, the Lakers picked me." And he goes, "I got approached by a guy named Phil Knight who had a small business called Nike. And he wanted me to be a partner with him in that business, and I turned him down because he was looking for a sports celebrity that he could latch onto, and he was willing to give up equity in his business." And, of course, that business went on and became Nike. And she goes, "Well, you know, you're still a billionaire. You're still successful. It's amazing." He goes, "No." He goes, "There is not a day go by that when I'm out there, I don't see somebody who seems to have the Nike logo on a shirt or on a pair of shoes. Anywhere I go in the world, it's like somebody's reminding me all of the time." And he goes, "That was a regret." And in our business, you know, I think about why Malin has built the comp plan she has, because she doesn't want to have any regrets. She doesn't want people, you know, Cindy wouldn't have any fun being an X10 if it was just her. What Cindy's goal is to bring people along with her to get to that point. And that's what makes the journey fun. And so I just wanted to talk to you for a second about your dreams and not letting somebody else take that from you. Another celebration this month, believe it or not, is Walt Disney. Walt Disney, in 1954, in July, started construction on Disneyland, and it was in July of 1955 he opened Disneyland. And I found the most amazing quote from Walt Disney that I'd ever read. I've read a million quotes from Walt Disney, but you know, with all the positive things we think of Disneyland and Disney World, and, you know, it's just part of our vernacular. Everybody knows when you say Disney what we're talking about. His legacy is amazing. But he said Disneyland in Anaheim almost never happened. And this is a quote he wrote in his journal. He said, "I could never convince the financiers that Disneyland was feasible, because dreams offer too little collateral." I want you to think about that for a sec. I could never convince the financiers that Disneyland was feasible, because dreams offer too little collateral. And when I read that, I thought, oh my gosh, that's what this business is about. It's about dreams. And dreams don't offer collateral because they're the future. They're what you believe can happen. And so when I think about, you know, what we've created here at Limitless and what we've tried to do, Malin's tried to make a compensation plan that lets people win big. And I got a little passionate in our strategy meeting yesterday, and I'm going, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. You know we have life-changing products, but we know we have a comp plan that can change people's lives. And I started thinking about, you know, the averages of what people are creating and generating in the Limitless Ladder. If you could just get the Limitless Ladder in people's minds financially, it can change people's lives. And so you can take control of your own life. You know, so many times in our business we've heard the phrase, you know, some will, some won't, so what next? Some will, some won't, so what next? I wanted to add to that, some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting. Someone's just waiting because they have health problems in their life. That's why Cindy, I think, is so successful out there, is because she approaches this with, I know I have products that can change people's lives. And so somebody's waiting for that message, or somebody's in a financial situation where they're just waiting to turn their life around. And so what are you going to do? You know, you have the ability to control your life. You have the ability to take charge of your destiny. You have the ability, because someone is out there waiting, and you have the ability to be grateful for that opportunity. You know, sometimes when you think about people that you run into, you know, when I was growing up, you know, I always heard the phrase, hey, the sun shines on everyone, and it does. It shines on all of us. And so what you want to do is, in life, you want to stay away from people who are uninspired, unexcited, and ungrateful. Be grateful this weekend for your independence. Be grateful for your freedom. Be grateful for the wonderful opportunity that we have. I know Malin and I are. We love Limitless. We love our Limitless family. We want you guys to have a great Independence Weekend. We appreciate so much those people who have served in the armed forces, men and women, and for those veterans who have served, so that when we sit down and have a burger or a dog or whatever we do in our independence with our family, we can be grateful for those freedoms and those things that have been offered to us. And with that, Malin, I'm just turning it back to you.
Oh, well, that was awesome, and those quotes are amazing. And it's so true. You know, there's that old saying, whether you believe you can or can't is what, I won't say it properly, but the concept is, whether you believe you can or can't is what will come true for you. And so you absolutely have to have that dream out there. You have to have that belief. And really, like you said, Steve, when you feel like you're under someone else's control, the one thing that you can always control is what your thoughts are and what your futuring is and where you believe you can go. And so what a great, great message as we start off this 1st of July. Believe it or not, guys, 2017 now is officially half over. And so let's make the next half of 2017 something amazing. Sweetie, thank you so much for your message. I loved it very much. And Alan, let's go ahead and take it off mute. And you guys know the drill as you're leaving the call.